All right, let's get started. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming to the application creation and developing apps for Microsoft Intune session. I'm Dave, this is Roxana and Peter. And before we get started, I think a bunch of you were here just because there was some cash and prize giveaways, is that right? How many people here were the cash and prize giveaways? Anybody? Okay, so the cash, unfortunately, 25 cents. Our budget was a little bit limited this year, but so we've got the cash. Prizes? We've got a couple of different prizes. There's, in fact, some Hollywood sunglasses, and these are exclusive. Jeffrey Snover. How many people know Jeffrey Snover? Oh, Jeffrey Snover. You're going to look him up. Signed mouse pads from Jeffrey Snover. There are only 6 of them in the entire world. One of them is going back to Germany, and the other one is going back with you. All right. So let's get started in talking about application development for Microsoft Intune. Now, you saw this morning both Satya and Scott Guthrie started talking about Microsoft Graph. And in fact, as you're developing applications that work with Microsoft Intune, Microsoft Graph is going to be foundational for all of the work that you're doing. Microsoft Graph exposes Azure Active Directory, Intune, Office 365. All of the data that's available in those services can be queried through the single endpoint from Microsoft Graph. As you're developing those applications and querying Graph, Graph has built into it the relationships between things like your user identity and the devices that you're managing, or the files that were created by your user identity on a device that you're managing. All of that is queryable through Microsoft Graph. So as you're developing your applications, you'll be able to use a single OAuth token to get access to all of that, no matter where the service was underlying for that particular bit of data. Because this is a public API, it means a couple of things to you. First off, we're iterating and developing and adding new features and capabilities and documenting that public API on a monthly basis. So as the Intune service, as Azure Active Directory get new capabilities, you'll be able to take advantage of those immediately. Go to the next slide. For those of you that are visual learners, this is a great way of thinking about Microsoft Graph. So the user at the center is our Azure Active Directory identity, and there's a variety of different relationships between that user and other entities that are accessible by Graph, such as managed devices, files that have been created by that user, or other groups, maybe groups that they're members of. So as you're developing your applications, you can actually query Graph to get not only the data behind that particular application or file, but you can also get maybe, we might be getting a little bit of feedback from this guy. Can we go down? Okay, we've got somebody back there working on it. Sorry about that. You'll be able to get the information for the devices that are owned by that particular user, or as well as the files that they've created, the mailboxes that they have, the mail that they created. So you can really build a rich application that contains information about enterprise data for users that are managed by Intune and devices that are enrolled by Intune. So if you go to the next slide, the way in which you can query relationships is using a RESTful API. So up at the top, we have a RESTful API, graph.microsoft.com/v1/me. That's the representation in Graph of my user identity. Now I can query Graph by just adding /member of to the end of that, and Graph will return back to me a list of groups that I'm a member of. Or maybe I could choose a different relationship, such as owned devices, and it'll return back a list of all the devices that are owned by me. Or in the last case, the assigned licenses for me. So Graph not only provides the entity information, but it provides a real-time way of being able to query the relationships that are available for the entity that I've defined. So let's see exactly how this works. Roxana, if you'd switch over to Graph Explorer. Now this tool, you're going to want to spend some time in Graph Explorer because this is going to give you a great way to either use a trial account or your own trial tenant to go figure out exactly what's available. So in the first example here, we have graph.microsoft.com/beta/me. So again, we're looking at my user object that was returned from Graph. And if we scroll down, here's some information. There's me, David Randall. So there's my user entity. Now we want to query about maybe the devices that are enrolled for me with Intune. So Roxana, if you do another slash and an M, you'll notice Graph Explorer is going to dynamically pull the information back of what the, either the relationships are or the entities. So manage devices, if we go run this, you'll see a list of all of the devices that have been enrolled for me as a user in Intune. So here's one device, David RAW10MDM. That's that laptop that we're actually running from. So this is a device that I enrolled earlier. So using Graph Explorer, we can get this information interactively, quickly, and easily, and you can get JSON return. And you could actually cut and paste that JSON text and push it back in to create new entities if you want. So that's great. That's Graph Explorer. But I know you guys would like to see a little bit more code. So let's switch over to PowerShell. Now in PowerShell, we've got a couple of scripts that have been made available today. In fact, as part of the Build conference, we're announcing the release of a set of Intune-based PowerShell scripts that are available on GitHub. There's a resource reference at the end. But these PowerShell scripts will allow you to do all of the same things that we just did in Graph Explorer. So if we run our getAAD users, this will return back a list of all the users for my tenant. Now at the bottom of, or at kind of at the guts of this particular PowerShell script, if we go back over to the PowerShell ISE, you'll notice there's just a single invoke REST method command. So embedded all the way down with all the PowerShell for the authentication is just a single line that invokes a REST method, which is our Graph API, to go get the list of users. So super easy to integrate both PowerShell with the Graph API to return data from Intune, Azure Active Directory, or Office 365. Let's run one other PowerShell script. If you would, Roxana, let's do the get RBAC information, script number 4. So one of the things that's real new for Intune is the ability to do role-based access control. And again, using PowerShell, it's really easy to convert that JSON data that Graph returns to us into an easily visible or readable format. All right, so let's go back over to our presentation. We'll talk a little bit about the next area, which is that we did it, how you're going to get data out of Graph. At the top is a set of services that we've been talking about, Office 365, Azure Active Directory, and Intune. And the next layer down when you're building your applications is authentication. Now, as I mentioned, you can use Azure Active Directory as your identity, and you'll use OAuth and a single OAuth token to get that. Now, one thing I want you guys to do, you've heard, I think, once or twice this morning in the keynote about Azure Active Directory authentication libraries. Use these, build them, incorporate them into your applications. Your users are going to love the single sign-on experience, and it's going to make it seamless for all of the applications that you're developing and deploying for Intune as well. Now, below the Azure, the authentication, pick your development environment. A whole variety of environments are available. And then as you're developing your application at the bottom, maybe you're building an iOS application or an Android application or Windows app. Any of those different platform types are available for you to build on top of Graph. So how exactly does Intune do this today? Well, Intune's Azure portal uses a variety of different device and app and policy extensions. That's code that we write. Those extensions all individually query Microsoft Graph. They go through that single endpoint in Graph, and Graph then has the mapping of which backend services the data needs to come from. So if I'm getting a list of applications to show in the Azure portal for Intune, that will query through Graph, and Graph will go to the app provider in Intune to retrieve that information. So all of this information that's coming to the Azure portal, whether it's from Intune, from Azure Active Directory, from Office 365, all of that gets exposed back up through Graph exactly the same way that you'll be writing your applications to retrieve the information. So we do it exactly the same way that you'll be doing it. So let's go talk a little bit about some other application types that you might be able to, you might want to build. The next slide is we've got a universal help desk application. So a lot of our enterprise customers have their own internal service desk. And many of them, I find, actually build their own internal tools. And they love the data that sits out there in Azure Active Directory or Intune, but they need to be able to consolidate that. So one of the things that we've done is we've built a universal app. So if we switch over to the universal app, in this universal app, it was built, I believe, in about an afternoon. It was really simple to build. It makes some calls into Graph similar to the things that we've already been seeing. So I've got a list of users. These are the same users that were here for my tenant. A Graph call went to go get that list of users. Now if Roxana selects Roxana at Thunder Creek, we're going to return back a list of all the enrolled devices. So we saw that relationship. Now we get the enrolled devices and we want to drill one level further to get the list of details for that particular device. So now she can select that, and with a single Graph call, we'll go retrieve all of the data for that particular device. Now one of the things that I've been talking about so far is just the ability to retrieve data, but in fact you want to automate things as well. You want to call Intune to do things like deploy applications, deploy policy, maybe wipe a device or reset a device. So you notice down at the bottom there's a set of device actions. All of those are hooked up live. They'll call directly into Intune for the selected device and perform that action the same way that you can do from your code. All right, so let's go back to our presentation. And the next little bit that I want to cover after we've got our universal app is how does Intune do it? Now, I said that Intune uses Graph API in the same way that you will. But in fact, every single workload that we present in Azure Portal for Intune is exposed via Graph API. The product team develops on top of Graph. And as we do, every single API that we're building to create a new policy, a configuration policy, deploy it, create a managed application, get your VPP tokens, get the list of devices, create or upload an iOS or an Android application. All of those features and capabilities, even down to there's a specific API that gets you a summary of all of the operating systems. All of everything that we do in the Azure Portal UI is available to you as a public API. So as you're building your applications, you can create rich, detailed custom applications for your customers that use Intune, Azure Active Directory, and Office 365 as the base data that you're going to use to display. All right, so that's how we do it. If you go to the next slide. I want to do a little bit of a contest here. Okay, so Roxana and Peter are developers in my team, and Roxana has built a fantastic UI that allows you to quickly and easily import applications from the iTunes store into Intune. I know it's a lot of tunes, but it is what it is. All right, so what I'm going to have Roxana do is she's going to use her UI, and Peter is going to use some PowerShell script, and we're going to put these two head-to-head to see whether or not the clicking in the UI is faster than the coding via PowerShell. Okay, so I'm going to need all of your help. We're going to give these two a countdown. So down here, we've got it kind of squeezed down, but you can see as Roxana's doing things, you'll be able to see her doing things. Peter is going to be, he's going to be typing. He's not just going to be uncommenting some code. He's going to be actually doing some typing. So the equivalent scenario, we're going to pit them head-to-head, and I need you guys to help give me a three count. We'll go 3, 2, 1, go. All right, are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go. All right, I see some clicking. Looks like Roxana's picking some applications. Oh, IntelliSense, what a great thing. Peter doesn't have to type nearly as much. Oh, we'll get the build application. I see Roxana's found the build application. Peter's typing, got the build application in his search string. He's got an Intune app, add it. Oh, not only do we need to go get the app, but we need to deploy it to a group because it wouldn't be quite as useful if we just retrieve it. So as an added challenge, we need to have them deploy to a specific group as well. I see a lot more UI happening. Looks like we're getting close to creating a deployment. Too much pressure, Peter says. The IntelliSense is helping. Oh, I see some groups coming up for Roxana. She's selecting some groups, assigning applications. It's close. It's really close. Peter thinks he's okay. We got to have hands in the air when we're done. We need a password. Ha 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 ha. Roxana is almost selecting groups. publishing applications. All right. You're going to see exactly the same thing in our sample scripts.
And we won.
All right.
Code wins.
So, code wins. All of your jobs are still secure. You don't have to worry about people clicking in UI in order to beat you with your code. All right. Thank you. Thanks, Roxana. Thanks, Peter, for playing along. Thanks all for your help. So the last thing that I want to cover, we're just about to the end of our time. The last thing that I want to cover is the Mobile App Protection SDK. So another component of Intune's development environment is the ability for you guys to develop on-device applications, iOS, Android, or Windows applications, and use our App Protection SDK. Now this allows our customers to apply policy to your applications that would do things like restrict cut, copy, paste between your application and an untrusted application, or allows you to have your data automatically encrypted, or when an employee leaves the organization and IT wants to remove your application and all the data because it was company related from that employee's device, they could do an app level selective wipe. And by incorporating the App Protection SDK into your applications, which is incredibly easy, you'll have a rich ecosystem of applications that you're participating in with your Intune customers. So at this point, what I'd like to do is have Peter demonstrate how easy it is to incorporate the App Protection SDK into your applications. So, Peter, your mic is quiet. I don't see my mic guy. So
I'll talk louder.
There we go.
Okay, as I was saying, I've used Apache Cordova to build an application, in this case for Android, and it integrates ADAL to authenticate, and it pulls information from Microsoft Graph. And so you can see this is the power of the Intune Graph APIs. We can pull all the information that you see in our portal into an application. For example, we can see the list of all applications. Now you're saying this is very important information. I want to make sure this is protected and secured. Now, using Apache Cordova, we actually have a plugin available which will do the Intune App Protection. I'll show you how to enable it in three easy steps. So step one, we open up our config file. Step two, we select plugins. And step three, we click add. And that's it. No more steps. All I have to do is click add. I have to then just rebuild my application and run it, and it'll be protected. Now, since you've all seen a Visual Studio building progress before and you don't want to see it again, we'll switch over to one I built earlier, which is the exact same app but protected by the Intune App SDKs. So you notice as soon as I launch the app, you will be able to prompt to say the data is protected by the organization. We'll click inside there, and now it'll prompt me to enter the PIN. If this is the first time I was launching the app, I would ask me to create a PIN. This will also integrate with password readers or fingerprint readers on supported platforms. So if I now log into the application using my PIN, you'll see this is the exact same application that we ran before. It's going to bring up the authentication prompt because it's been a bit long, but we'll just log in now. Okay. And so that's the same. So basically, you can add app protection with zero code changes. Now, if you want more control over how you build your control, we also have a Xamarin component, which allows full integration with the App Protection SDK, which allows you to do things like check for PIN policy, check whether a file is allowed to be saved to a specific location, and other more detailed scenarios.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Peter. So I know that the idea of incorporating SDKs into your device applications in order to support agents and MDMs can be a significant extra effort. I hope you've seen that it really is really simple and easy to provide full MAM protection or application protection for your Intune-based applications that you're making available to customers. All right, so the last thing after we did our demo, we're right about at the end of our time, so I'd like to say a couple of resources that are available for you. First off, the App Protection SDK is available in GitHub. Also, just announced for our build conference are the PowerShell scripts that are available. There's quite a few of them that are part of the GitHub repo for the Intel PowerShell scripts. We'll continue to add more and more over the next couple of weeks, so keep an eye on that. If there are some scripts that you'd like to contribute to, you're welcome to. And of course, the documentation for all of our Graph APIs is available at the docs.developer.microsoft.com docs repo. Peter, Roxana, and I are going to hang around for a little while, so if you have some questions, you're welcome to step over, and we'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. Thanks so much for coming, and I appreciate your time.